You're on 5MU. We're meeting the candidates in our electorates on SA Today in the lead up to the federal election. Today we meet Labor candidate for Mayo, Marisa Bell. The Kangarilla local is an intensive care nurse and a nurse educator and has been in the health industry her whole life. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning and thank you for having me, Jenny. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, as a healthcare worker, what sparked your interest in politics? Quite different.
It's something that's been dear to my heart for a long time, I suppose. More recently, it was really the response to the COVID pandemic after essentially watching the federal government repeatedly make mistakes, repeatedly ignore its responsibilities. I have a very strong sense of duty and responsibility, particularly in relation to ensuring that the health and well-being of the community is addressed, something very important to me as a health worker. Just the basic failure to address a national public health campaign, failure to listen to the experts, failure to take responsibility, no essential pandemic preparedness. Right from the start, the issue of not having enough personal protective equipment, the stockpile in the national stockpile was non-existent. Essentially, that and more, that was one of the reasons why, or many of the reasons why, I decided to put my hand up.
Rebecca Sharkey, the current member for Mayo, seems pretty genuine about investing in aged care and healthcare. What would you do differently?
Well, Labor is committed to addressing the wrongs in aged care. And if elected, I will honour this commitment. It's something that's very, again, very dear to my heart. And I have some concerns since Ms. Mishaki last week, for example, did suggest she would, of course, support the coalition government in a minority if we end up with a minority government. So I have great concerns about that. I very much would doubt, therefore, Rebecca's commitment to the aged care crisis. Only Labor is committed to fixing this national shame.
Marisa, is this your foray into politics? Have you ever done anything that's kind of like this?
No, this is my first time putting my hand up in politics. But as a nurse and nurse advocate, I have had, I've been involved in advocacy work through the Nursing and Midwifery Federation, just as a nurse and a loyal member to the organisation. So I've campaigned on many issues that have been raised by my colleagues, my nursing and midwifery colleagues. The issue of violence in the workplace, for example, is something that I've advocated to improve wages and conditions of employment, for example, but more broadly, I've advocated for improvements in healthcare promotion, palliative care, mental health, essentially health and wellbeing issues across the board.
What would you like to improve for the people of Mayo with regards to healthcare?
Well, health and wellbeing is, of course, not just healthcare, but embracing some of which I've already mentioned, primary health, health promotion, palliative care, mental health, aged care, education, housing and prevention of domestic violence, programs for younger people and promotion of positive ageing. Essentially, I would work with the community, with local government and with the state government to represent the needs of the community. And I would pledge to be loyal, honest, and committed to helping to improve accessibility to services and affordability of those services.
Marisa Bell's with us. She's the Labor candidate for Mayo. Mayo's a really growing region. It's quite exciting. There's a lot of opportunities, but it's also a challenge, I imagine, for someone in politics as infrastructure tries to keep up with the population. What are some priorities for you in this area?
Well, a lot of the priorities that I'm hearing from the community are the need for better infrastructure, in particular in rail and roads and public transport. That's particularly important down south in Victor Harbour, but also especially in Mount Barker, where they've had a very large increase in population growth. And this has put, of course, a lot of pressure on the services, healthcare in particular, and palliative care, and in childcare. So overall, better healthcare, affordable childcare, and improved employment opportunities and education.
You mentioned transport there. That's quite a big one, particularly for people in the hills. I suppose on the south coast as well, because you can feel a bit isolated down there and not being able to get out, you know, out and about unless you've got a car. Would you like to see some kind of rail infrastructure being built through the hills? What kind of improvements in this area would you like to see?
Yes, well, there's already been discussions by local state government in regards to even considering a further extension of the rail line to, of course, Aldinga. And certainly those that live in the south coast have discussed with their concerns and their needs. And certainly if I was to be lucky enough to be elected, I would certainly fight very hard for those services to be extended. It was, after all, an Albanese government. Mr Albanese was the Minister for Infrastructure when the extension of the line from Noarlunga to Seaford in South Australia, which was extended and electrified. It was Albanese who was the minister when this was approved, for example. So I see that that is possible to extend that for sure.
Marisa, what about climate change? How would you like to see us better tackle managing climate change and trying to mitigate it as well?
Yes, look, climate change is a very big issue and something that Labor is committed to addressing. For myself, I see the climate crisis as a health crisis. I understand and have witnessed the impacts of rising temperature, which has meant an increasing admission or exacerbation of conditions that people are admitted with, such as respiratory, cardiac and renal dysfunction. So it's a really important issue to me, absolutely. And Labor, of course, has a proud history of protecting the environment and is committed to making improvements and addressing climate change. And, of course, they have a very positive vision to addressing climate change, a plan called Labor's Powering Australia Plan that is wanting to deliver real action and create jobs at the same time that will inevitably also cut power bills and household energy bills.
And Marisa, going back to health, which is something that obviously you care deeply about, I know that the Coalition made a promise to invest more in making medicines cheaper on the PBS. Do you have any thoughts on that and just the concept of accessibility and affordability for healthcare at the moment?
Yes, well, the very things we value in this country, Labor introduced and legislated. So the pharmaceutical benefit scheme is one of those things that Labor introduced, and Labor is the only party that will therefore most definitely protect and strengthen.
Yeah, did you have any thoughts about the pledge from the government on the PBS?
I would question their pledge and commitment, seeing that they have made many cuts to that service.
Having not worked in politics before, Marisa, I imagine it would be a lot of different opinions, a lot of different constituents with different hopes and conflicting, you know, beliefs.
Views
and beliefs and all that. I'm sure it would be a big challenge. I have worked in a political office myself and it was tough. So do you have any thoughts about this and how you might tackle that?
Well, you know, I think as a health worker, having worked in the industry for 40 years, I've got a good sense of working with people. It doesn't faze me, and you really have a responsibility to ensure you can work effectively with everyone, no matter what their views or their opinions and their experiences. You have to give everybody the same respect and voice. I have strong values of working respectfully with people. I was taught at a very young age to respect everyone that you encountered. And I know that my sense of values that include being kind and compassionate to people and respectful means that I want to work as a team. I'm used to working in a team environment and I want to be very much part of the team that is Labor, because I know that Labor will bring all these values that I connect and identify with to life. And Labor has a vision for the future that is a progressive track record demonstrated in their past. I want to use my knowledge, my experience, to make a difference to our community.
Thank you so much for your time today, Marisa.
No worries, my pleasure. Thank you.